What happens when you're 7 years old and a green-skinned warrior murders your parents before your eyes? Most would break. Jude Duarte didn't. Dragged into the glittering, brutal world of fairy alongside her twin sister Taryn and older half-sister Vivian, she found herself in a realm where humans were playthings and weakness meant death. No more fish sticks or Saturday cartoons, just the constant reminder that she was fragile, mortal, powerless. A bored fairy could enchant her into dancing until she collapsed. A guard bit off her fingertip as casually as you'd crack a knuckle. Even 4-year-old Oak, her fairy stepbrother, accidentally glamored her into slapping herself repeatedly. But where her twin chose to survive by becoming small and compliant, Jude made a different choice. She would become dangerous. Fairy was intoxicating and lethal. Impossibly beautiful faces, moonlit revels, wine like starlight, music that made bones ache, and a world that would kill without hesitation. Prince Cardan embodied this duality perfectly. With curling black hair, piercing dark eyes, and a cruel smile, he led privileged nobles, Nikaisia with her azure hair, the brutish Valerian, the fox-like Locke, in making Jude's life calculated misery. They enchanted her food to taste of ashes, scattered thorns in her path, whispered glamours that conjured phantoms. Their cruelty peaked when they cornered the twins near the River of Tears, home to flesh-eating Nixies. Cardan offered Taryn safety if she'd abandon her sister. Taryn took it. That betrayal crystallized something in Jude. She would never again depend on anyone's protection. She began fighting back, secretly salting their wine, which burns fairies like acid, mastering combat training, standing her ground when threatened. Each small victory became a jewel she hoarded. What she couldn't understand was why Cardan's hatred felt so personal, so consuming, almost obsessive, charged with something neither fully understood. When High King Eldred abdicated to Prince Dane, the court descended into dangerous intrigue. Dane recruited Jude into his spy network, the Court of Shadows. Not the knighthood she dreamed of, but real power nonetheless. She joined an elite team, the Ghost, who moved unseen, the Bomb, a master of explosives, and the Roach, a gruff thief. Together, they uncovered conspiracies involving undersea poison and elaborate blackmail. Her first major assignment sent her undercover to Hollow Hall, where she witnessed Cardan being savagely beaten by his brother Balakin. The network of scars across his back revealed years of systematic abuse. The cruel prince suddenly became more complex, another player trapped in the court's brutal game. Meanwhile, Locke, Cardan's charming friend, began courting Jude with rescue and kisses atop ivy-covered towers. For someone who'd never been wanted, the attention was intoxicating. But warning signs emerged. His unsettling questions about whether she could love him enough to give him up, whether she would weep if he hurt her. Locke's betrayal emerged at the worst moment. He'd been courting Taryn all along, pursuing Jude merely to test Taryn's devotion. The revelation stung doubly when Jude realized Cardan's cruelty had been punishment for supposedly stealing Locke from Nikaisia when it was Taryn all along. Yet Jude's relationship with Cardan was shifting. During one confrontation, he admitted hating her because he thought of her often and couldn't stop. Testing this, Jude impulsively kissed him with a knife at his throat, discovering their mutual animosity had transformed into something equally intense but entirely different. Then Dane's coronation descended into bloodbath. Prince Balakin challenged Dane, casually murdering Princess Elowyn to demonstrate his resolve. Madoc himself betrayed Dane, running him through with his sword. One by one, the royal family fell. Eldred's body dissolved into red moths. Princesses were beheaded or shot with crossbows. Jude hid beneath a table, traumatized. Though she'd always known Madoc was capable of murder, his betrayal after years of apparent friendship shook her deeply. She found an unlikely ally in Cardan, who helped her escape. Recognizing Cardan as the last surviving prince, Jude took him prisoner. In the Court of Shadows, she uncovered that her stepbrother Oak was Prince Dane's son, the rightful heir. But child kings don't survive long. Jude's plan? Crown someone temporarily, send Oak to the mortal world until he could rule safely, and ensure he had a kingdom to return to. Cardin, though the last person she'd trust, was the only alternative to Balakin. After intense negotiation, Cardin swore himself into Jude's service for a year and a day. Then came the hardest part, confronting Madoc. When he revealed his ambition to rule through Oak, Jude poisoned his wine. "I am what you made me," she told her unconscious foster father. At Balakin's coronation feast, Jude executed her plan. The bomb created explosions, while the roach fired crossbow bolts at Cardin in choreographed near misses. When Balakin pressed a blade to Terrence's throat, Jude surrendered the crown, but not to him. She commanded Cardin to kneel and guided him through the ancient words. Oak placed the crown upon Cardin's dark curls, proclaiming him High King of Faerie. The entire court sank to their knees. Cardin raised a toast, his eyes holding both admiration and vengeance. The bomb approached with a knowing smile, bestowing Jude's new codename, the Queen. Back in Faerie, after sending Oak to safety, Jude found Cardin alone in the Great Hall, lounging on the throne in burgundy velvet. His black hair fell in opulent curls, his merciless beauty emphasized by shadows. She was horrified by her impulse to bend her knee to him, to what she had done in placing someone she'd never trusted on the throne. He coldly reminded her of their bargain. A year and a day. Blink, and that will be over. Then he declared he would be her puppet, but a useless one, making her the true ruler who must contend with all threats while he drank wine. Rising from the throne, his voice lush with menace, he invited her to take the seat she had sacrificed everything for. Jude's transformation from vulnerable human to power player represents the heart of this story. Unlike traditional heroines who are rescued or victimized, she refuses to accept her prescribed role. She schemes, fights, and claws her way to power through sheer force of will. What makes her compelling is her moral complexity, poisoning herself to build immunity, killing in self-defense, betraying Madoc, manipulating Cardin onto the throne. "I want to win. I do not care about being good," she admits, embracing the darker aspects of fairy nature while remaining human. Her relationship with Cardin epitomizes this complexity. Hatred and desire so intertwined, neither can be separated. Their knife-at-throat kiss perfectly symbolizes their dynamic. Dangerous, power-laden, irresistible. Jude has achieved the impossible, a mortal ruling immortals through cunning and will. Yet her victory remains precarious, dependent on secrets and bargains that could unravel at any moment. The crown sits on Cardin's head, but the true test has only just begun.